Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone this day, this glorious day. This is the day that the Lord has made, so we should do what? We should rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad in it. So I welcome you, those of you who are joining us online. We welcome you as well to this sacred place, the holy place within. We thank you for sharing your light, your love, your wisdom, your divine energy. And thank God, nothing stands in the way of energy. So we can feel your presence. We can feel your love. And so we receive it in kind. And hopefully you will also receive and feel the love that is in this place. I thank you all for being here this morning. You know, it's a choice to get up and say, I want to be counted in the number. I want to be in that vibration. I want to be in a place where I feel a sense of community, where I can shine my light and be blessed and be a what? A blessing. That's the flow. So I thank you this morning for being here with us. And this is a wonderful opportunity for us today because we have a guest speaker who really isn't a guest, one of our very own. But I thought that some of you who may be joining us, because one of the greatest blessings that we have that came out of the pandemic is that we are online every Sunday and we're reaching so many new people, people that are not necessarily coming into the building, although you know I just love having your vibrations here in the building. But those of you who are online may not know our guest speaker, who is a longtime member of this church. So I just wanted to introduce her to those of you who may not be familiar. So our guest speaker this morning is Dr. Patricia Williams, and she just received her doctorate this year. So let's give her a round of applause for that. You know, we call ourselves true students, which means we're always studying something in life. We should be. Always studying and learning. So we're grateful and thankful that Dr. Patricia Williams is here this morning. And her bio reads, Dr. Patricia Williams is a dynamic community voice, literally and figuratively, a published author, which, by the way, at the end of the service, by the bookstore, she'll be selling her wonderful book. She's a great, I guess we should say, poetess and writer. So please go and visit her at the end of the service. But she's a published author, spoken word artist, poet, and an on-air broadcast personality and podcaster. Patricia's self-proclaimed North Star is to inspire, connect, and encourage others in pursuit of alignment with their highest purpose. That's a wonderful, wonderful North Star to have. A journalist by education and training, Patricia is a certified project and change manager, specializing in information technology enablement and people readiness. Patricia is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and I see some sisters out there with their red on supporting her. Thank you, the Deltas. And an active member of the Federal City Alumni Chapter, where she's the chapter's chaplain. Patricia holds several church leadership positions at Unity of Washington, D.C., and volunteers with nonprofit organizations across the metropolitan area. So she's a native Philadelphian, so we want to thank her for coming in, bringing that Philly vibe. Yeah, Philly vibes in the house. Okay, Philly's in the house. She lives in Washington, D.C., with her spouse of 19 years and their two miniature poodles, Kobe and Lena Bug. So, without further ado, let's give a wonderful Unity welcome to Dr. Patricia Williams.
Wow. Today is the day, and it is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Reverend Sylvia, for that heartfelt introduction. Unity of Washington, D.C. is indeed our church home. In fact, 20 years ago, last month, Keisha and I became members here. Let me try to do this in the right way. Good morning. Good morning. I'm grateful to be here. I want to share a couple things with you, and primarily, as Reverend Sylvia talked about, we're going to talk about God being in the details and uncovering your North Star. A powerful scripture that continues to renew and plenish and really bless my own spirit comes from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I love that. I mean, I love the idea that God has plans for our lives. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 reveals that God directs our steps and his plans to prosper us, to give us hope, and to give us a future. I love it when a plan comes together, and God knows how to put together a plan. He's already worked it out for us, and that really provides me, and I'm sure others, with a sense of comfort, right? You feel some comfort and joy. As we prepare for the gifts of Spirit today from the source of infinite supply, I want to invite each person here to settle in, to breathe, to be present in this moment. Let us pray. Most gracious, loving God, creator and maker of all things good, we open our hearts and minds today, knowing and affirming that this is our divine appointment. Right here, in this sacred moment, in this sacred space, we recognize that we are exactly where we're meant to be. We could have been anywhere else, having another experience. But this, God, this is where you would have us, right now. And so we say simply, very simply, thank you. Sometimes it's just those three words that are most powerful and appropriate for any occasion. Thank you, God. God, we are here, we are present, we are ready, we are prepared, and we are blessed. There are no mistakes in the universe. We, as believers, we know that everything unfolds in divine and right order, timed perfectly, divinely calculated, divinely designed, divinely assembled, divinely planned with matchless precision. No mistakes, only purpose and only grace. God, we can't help but to be caught up in your perfect timing. And as we rest in the knowing that your plan in our lives is unfolding easily, effortlessly, and flawlessly. Through the power of the Christ within each of us, we send love, light, and peace and hope to every corner of the world, affirming prosperity and abundance and tangible evidence that there is more than enough of everything, everything good to share and to spare. God, we trust that all of the needs of your people are met in full and on time. Thank you, God, for this divine moment, for this divine alignment. Thank you, God, for this sacred now moment. And so it is. Amen. And amen. All right, good people. God is in the details. Say it with me. God is in the details. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 offers a beautiful reminder that man's gifts, man's and woman's gifts, make room for them and brings them before great people. The scripture speaks to the power and influence of a person's God-given gifts and talents, whether those gifts be spiritual, creative, intellectual, or practical. These gifts, these talents, and our innate calling to express them is not something that we actually create or manifest or define or divine ourselves. Instead, these desires are emanations from the Father, from the Latin de, meaning from or of, and sire, meaning father, from the Father. Now, that text reminds us that these gifts and talents enable the opening of doors, creating opportunities and carving out places and spaces that we may have assumed inaccessible or nearly impossible to manifest on our own. The last bit of text brings him before great men, implies that using those gifts faithfully, and I think that's an operative term, reminds us of our divine appointment. It ushers in unforeseen openings and aligns us in the direction of God's plans and purpose for our lives. Watch this. Folks, God is in the details. Some may be familiar with the expression, a square peg in a round hole. You know, the notion of forcing an object that is already shaped to its purpose to fit into the frame of the shape of another form. Now, that could be in the form of a career or a job, or could be in the form of a pair of the latest designer jeans. Right. It could also be in the form of another person with relationship potential. The phrase square peg in a round hole is really a metaphor describing circumstances where someone or something is being forced, and in most cases, it's self-imposed. It's into a role or an environment or a situation that really is unnatural. The concept of square peg, round hole suggests misalignment, ambiguity, incompatibility, incongruity, and manipulation. I thought I'd use some bigger words today. Making sure or thinking of that person, place, or thing in a place or a space where they clearly don't belong. And for those who've known me, I've got friends here from my days at Westtown School, friends who I know and met when I arrived here in D.C., they've known for a long time that I've been a seeker. Every day hustling, trying to get there, wherever there was that I thought was there, to experience peace of mind and belonging, to stop running, as my mother would often tell me, asking God burning questions. Why am I here, Lord? What's my purpose? How will you use me in the uncovering, revealing, and exposing of the gifts that you implanted within me? How will I reach my North Star? Well, it was about 5 years ago that through what seems to have been a long period of probing and posing questions to God, that I actually was able to, by grace, uncover my North Star. To inspire, connect, and encourage others in pursuit of alignment with their highest purpose. And what I learned through that process of unfolding was that I needed to start asking better questions. Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, someone whom I love and respect, spiritual teacher, leader, and founder of Agape International Church, calls them empowering questions. He says, we need to ask questions such as, what's trying to emerge in my life? What is my gift to share? What's my purpose here? Not just, how can I pay my rent or how can I stop the pain? Not even, what should I do? Dr. Beckwith contends that when we ask empowering questions, we'll not only receive the message from the source, God, but the message will be provided to us in a language that we can actually understand. God always meets us where we are, and that is at the highest level of our awareness, knowing, and understanding. That's God's grace. That's God's gift. Folks, God is in the details. Full transparency. For me on this journey today to today, it started with begging and pleading and beseeching God for the answers. That is the truth. Lots of fear, hurt, worry, concern, disappointment, disenchantment, self-inflicted wounds, anger, disillusion, and damage to myself and others, trying to find my way in seeking God for the answers. I ambled from journalist to book editor to college recruiter to Delta Sigma Theta to bilingual elementary school admission dean to consultant to data analyst to business analyst to scholarship facilitator to on-air radio personality to trade book marketing and promotions, back to IT consulting and change management and project management, two-time author, spoken word artist, poet, to lay leader, to group facilitator, to college planner, to entrepreneur, to motivational speaker, to chaplain, to researcher, and now to Dr. Williams. Trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Folks, God is in the details of my life and of your life. Each of us carries a divine imprint, a unique set of gifts, talents, deep desires that I know for a fact are not random. The divine imprint we each carry was intentionally embedded within us by God to serve as our global positioning system, GPS, right? Leaning us toward our North Star, what I like to call joy point, our life's purpose, God's plans to prosper us. What we in our beautiful humanity sometimes miss in the details is that everything necessary for us to travel in this lifetime, we already have. It is written in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, that God knew us before we were formed in the womb. It was already there, already planted from the Father. In fact, what we often also miss in the details is that every experience, every lesson, and every opportunity that finds us is on purpose and always on time. God never fails. I'm a witness to that. Folks, God is in the details. God is in the details. And so our question today is, how do we, you, uncover your North Star? You want to know, right? How do you recognize God in the details? Well, perhaps we can start by forming, you can start by forming your own North Star action playbook. Yeah, we're going to do some work here today. So I've been working with this concept of the North Star action plan for about a year now, since graduating with my doctorate, through a series of workshops that I've led here at Unity of Washington, D.C., and with individuals that I've worked with one-on-one. And really, the centerpiece of the work comes in the form of answering three essential questions and then moving into action. So you got to answer the three questions and then move into action. So here are the three questions. One, what brings you joy? What brings you joy? Write it down. Document it. Think it through. Secondly, what do you already have in place working in your life, already doing, being, creating, or that you're experiencing that'll support you in reaching your joy point? Third question, what's missing? What's missing? No pun intended, what's the delta? What is yours to do, to create, to co-create with God in an effort to transform those ideas into action so that you can actually manifest those deep desires of your heart and get into right alignment with God's plans for you? Folks, God is in the details. Now, North Star action planning work is As Reverend Sylvia reminded me recently, a deep self-reflection. It's making a personal commitment to uncovering what really brings us joy and purpose and the opportunities to tap into our passion and talent, all the while reflecting and remembering who we are and whose we are. Through those many wonderful life experiences, as we call them, opportunities. By identifying the tangible assets, right? The skills, the resources, the social and professional networks we have that are already in place in our lives, we actually have an opportunity to move closer, to become more clear, to see our accomplishments in a more fuller, more robust vantage point. And then, once we've examined that, we can take a look at what's missing, right? Connecting those proverbial dots. We have a unique opportunity to recognize any perceived gaps and get on to the business of answering God's call. Folks, God is in the details. And the reason that I know 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 this is because in my own testimony are the receipts. I ask myself, Patricia, what brings you joy? What opens you up? And here's what I know for certain. I know that I've always enjoyed public speaking. Just has come naturally to me. Praise the Lord. Any opportunities to speak in front of large groups of folks about topics I know well brings me joy. And since my college days, interning at a Philadelphia radio station, I've always wanted to become a broadcaster, an on-air radio personality, hosting a midday show. Instinctively, I knew that this was in my heart to pursue, and my gifts were aligned with that idea, because again, it was from the Father, desire from the Father. I just wasn't sure how God would manifest my deep desires. And so, at the coaxing of a friend, a colleague at the time, and my partner, Keisha, I recorded a demo and sent it to Radio One, and I prayed for a callback. I shared my desire with God to get on the radio. I just knew I had to do it. I prayed and I trusted him with working out the details. A month or so went by, and I hadn't heard back, so I thought, not sure what that means or what will happen, but I'm gonna keep praying. I couldn't wait any longer, though, so Spirit said, Patricia, call and leave a voicemail. And I did just that. How ironic. I left a voicemail. Well, that was what was needed. I called to express my continued interest in the opportunity, and within a couple days, the program director returned my call, saying that he had heard my voicemail. Now, this was from a program director at a radio station who was not necessarily moved by the demo, but heard my voice on his voicemail. That was what urged him to call me back. Wow. It was like a whisper. Seamless, easily, and effortless. I interviewed and I got the job the same day. God was right there in the details. My divine appointment had met the moment. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Now, as Reverend Sylvia mentioned, I'm a poet, but even after 30 years of writing, I had not published my work. I shared my desire with God to write a book, I prayed and I trusted him with working out the details. I gathered and edited and revised my poems that were literally collecting dust in boxes and crates and folders and old notebooks over 30 years. An editor friend introduced me to a printer, a book printer, and then a book designer. And standing probably five pews back, I stood up on New Year's Eve in 2016, and I declared from that seat that I would publish my first book. 4 months later, Epiphany Poems showed up in the form of my first book. And it was under my Sisterly Affection Works imprint. So not only did I publish, but I published on my own dime, through the grace of God. God was right there in those details, working out his plan for my life. Notice I say his plan for my life in response to the desires of my heart. I actually recall searching for ways to volunteer my time with the sorority in the new service year. And what seemed like a whisper, literally in a matter of days, I was engaged with the then chapter chaplain, who is my dear friend. During that conversation, my desire and interest in the role, in the opportunity, grew. I mean, she was sharing some good stuff. And I thought, wow, what an amazing opportunity. And so, as always, I shared with God my desire to one day serve as chaplain. I prayed and I trusted God to work out the details. Well, when the chaplain appointment opened at the end of the sorority year, I was recommended as her choice, and I was appointed to serve and have served two presidents now. Serving in this capacity has given me unmatched joy. I never would have expected it. It literally showed up in a whisper, and that's how God often will show up for us. In this role, I know for certain that God is in charge. And folks know me, they say, yep, God is in charge, you just work there, right? Yeah. I hold the high watch. That's what I do. The Creator was right there in the details and brought me the desires of my heart, aligned again with his plan for giving me hope and a future. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. That's why I trust him at all times, right? I had completed a master's degree. But then I hadn't had a chance to really finish what I thought I'd started, learning and expanding and growing past my edges. So at the start of the pandemic, I applied and was accepted into a doctoral program. Again, I shared my desire with God to level up and to obtain the highest level of education in my chosen profession. I prayed and I trusted God with working out the details. Right? 9 semesters later, I am Dr. Patricia Williams. God, and I think this is important, because it's not just me, it's all of us. God is in the details. God is in the details of your life, guiding and walking with you every step along the journey. Little did I know then that all of the desires and prayers that I had been praying and thinking and hoping and wishing and had been aligning to God's plan to really lead me through every one of my faithful requests toward my North Star. That's where I was headed, right? How could I not be? I know that I am not alone in saying that. that whatever I ask for in prayer, and that's why we have to be careful what we think and say, right? All prayers are answered. We know for certain God doesn't miss the mark. God never fails. And all prayers are answered. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 encourages us to ask and it will be given to us. Seek and we will find. Knock and the door will be opened to us. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. That's the gospel. After thinking through the first question of what brings me joy, I then asked myself, what do I currently have in place to help me reach that joy point? Because I'd asked that, answered the question. Now, how do I get to the joy point? Well, I had all of the previous experiences, the knowledge, the training, and the past opportunities for which I had prayed and had been answered. The call had already been answered. I was already prepared. Because despite the fact that my experiences may have appeared disjointed, disconnected, and at times unrelated, God's plan was in full motion. God was in the details. My work and my responsibility was then to activate my North Star and to do what was naturally mine to do. And that work is really simple for me today: to inspire, connect, and encourage others in pursuit of alignment with their highest purpose. Amen. Amen. That's right. And for the third question, I asked myself, well, what's missing, Patricia? And I realized that I was missing a structured and organized way to give my gifts, God's gifts, the freedom to flourish and to make room for me. And in a light whisper from Spirit, I found myself online searching for credentials to strengthen my knowledge, skills, and ability around the chaplaincy. I shared my desires with God to obtain a recognized international certification as a chaplain. I prayed and I trusted him to work out the details. Well, this past Friday, I was admitted into MedStar Washington Hospital Center's Clinical Pastoral Education Internship Program. I'll be spending a year of academic work and hands-on chaplaincy with folks in need at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's a training program designed to eventually prepare me for board certification. For board certification. I need to sing right now. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. So I trust him at all times. It was important for me to bring all of who I am into one place with one goal, that being of service for the good of all concerned. I also wanted to make sure that all that was unfolding in my life, that I understood it. And God gave what seemed to be ambiguity in my life, he gave it necessary structure. And in the wake of what appeared to be distractions, God provided me with focus. And when the pressure of misdirection showed up, God encouraged me to lean in on my intentions. With regular prayer and meditation, I'm here today, in this moment, experiencing yet another nudge in the direction of God's purpose and plan for my life. And I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. Yes. So here's what I know for absolute certain. No matter where I go in the world or how I move, my North Star is there. I can't run from it. I can't hide from it. My work in this life, God's work in and through me, is to inspire, connect, and encourage others in pursuit of alignment with their highest purpose. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 is an awesome reminder. It offers what I believe is really transformative. It's a transformative reminder that whether you turn to the right or turn to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it. Walk in it." Folks, God, I know for certain, is in the details. And so it is. Amen. 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 Amen.